Praise the Lord.
Talk Radio.
And good morning to you who are coming to join us on the blog line. That gives us capability, but not only the prayer line, the blog line combined together. I was just talking about how God's people are coming together, and the enemy doesn't want God's people to come together because he knows together we stand and divided we fall. And by you joining us on the blog line, we now have the capability as each day reaching over 100 million listeners, as well as 194 different nations. God is so multitudinously wonderful and good. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, what a wonderful privilege. I know you're my Father, but I'm just so privileged that you would allow me to come to you, Father, and just praise you and worship you. I do praise you, worship you, and give you all the glory and all the adoration. Thank you for what you've done for us and for what you're going to do for us and even for what you're doing right now. Whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you, and we surrender our will to yours, that you might come in and have your way in our souls. Holy Ghost, we plead with you, take over this line. Forgive all sin, every evil thought, every evil deed. I pray that you forgive everything. And then do as the word says, cover us with your blood in the name of Jesus. I bless the people on this line in a very auspicious way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with glory in you, touch each person. Oh, God, they're giving you their first fruits out of this, Lord, and bless them. Bless persons who are incarcerated in the pray that you help them and even protect them, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, we love you. Thank you for the prophecies coming true and for your ultra-awesome blessings that are happening now. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We do pray properly. In the name of Jesus, we ask that it be recorded that everything I'm asking you, Lord, is in the name of Jesus, from henceforth and from now and forevermore. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God, we give you all the glory, all the praises, all the honor, all the energy, in the name of Jesus. Now bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God for all things. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And God bless all the saints worldwide, all the people who are part of the kingdom of God. Amen. I just want to speak to you because I know that you love the Lord. Amen. Good morning to all of you. Did you hear my voice?
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
God bless you.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I believe the Lord never sleeps nor slumbers. So he's waiting on your praise. Are you going to disappoint him? Or are you going to give him praise for what he's done? Let's give him praise. This is a praise check. People are grabbing this praise check across the world now. But the origination of it is right here on the First Fruits prayer line. Amen. Praise check, everybody. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Volunteer this morning. Somebody to help hold my arms up. Every morning I'm up at 4 o'clock and sometimes I don't get a lot of rest because my phone is ringing. So, and people from all across the country calling and needing advice and needing help. And sometimes I welcome people who will help in the name of Jesus. Don't think that this is the only ministry that we have. now we have, even within Fresh Fruits, not including Amazing Grace, that we are trying to develop 42 ministries there under the banner of Amazing Grace. And on this prayer line, just associated with it, is the youth prayer line. It was very good last night. God bless you, Pastor Pfeiffer. And then on top of that, the blog line every night. Amen. And this prayer line every morning.
Speak up.
Thank God for it. And many other things that I'm not even sharing with you. Amen. On top of that. So I welcome anybody who would step up and just in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. So the line is open. Anybody want to receive the praise reports today? That's our format. It's not broke. I'm not going to try to fix it. Every day God gives people praise reports. I want to hear them. What do you want to hear them for? Because I know that we overcome by the words of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And many times your testimony is what encourages others to believe even greater that God can do miracles for them. And then secondly, your testimony is somebody's church over in Africa. Your testimony is somebody's church in India, in Russia, in all areas of the world. And your testimony may be, you don't even know it, but your testimony may be what they're talking about all week long. I heard this lady on the first prayer line, first week's prayer line, and she gave a testimony, and that touched my heart. That's helping me to believe God for my miracle here in India. See, you don't know what God is doing, but he's doing a mighty work. Amen. Before I do that, can we speak to the Lord? Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Amen. Some of y'all really want to be used by God. But you have to step in there when you ask. The Lord does love you, and he wants you to be used. But, you know, when the opportunity comes to you, you can say, oh, no, I'm too sleepy. Oh, my God. You can't, when the opportunity comes, you got to reach out and grab it. It's just like you reach out and grab blessings. Chunks are falling from heaven. Grab it, I tell you, grab it. You grab it. And you have to grab opportunities for the Lord because the enemy is trying to make you not grab them. Why? Because he knows that there is a blessing in it. Amen. There's a blessing in it. God is looking and booking. And let me tell you something. Look over in Revelation. God is writing new books. I'm telling you, he's writing new books. And the books were open. There was a book of life open, and that was a book that had the names of those who had passed the test and were going to heaven and deserved to be there. But the book of life was just like he wrote the Bible. Why would you think that the greatest seller of all time, the number one author of all times, would never write another book? That would tell me that you're foolish to believe something like that. When every writer in America who has a bestseller on the best-selling list is trying to write another book, and the greatest author of all times and the best-selling book of all times written by God, inspired through the auspices of God, through the writers who were part of writing his book, but he wrote it through his people. It's a foolish thing to think that God can't use people. You say God did this, God did that, but he used people. That's foolish. God did use people. He used them to write the Bible. And why would you think that he's not writing new books? He's looking and he's booking. He's recording things down that are good things as well as bad things. Why would you say he's recording good things too? Because he's the creator of not only good, but he created evil according to Genesis 2 and 9. And so he's writing not only good things, but he's writing bad things. I don't think he's just writing bad things down. He's recording both. And I do think that somewhere in that new book, I'm praying that God would include Bernard Johnson. How about you?
Amen.
Don't you want him to include your name in the new book or one of his new books? Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Amen. In eras and centuries to come, that they would mention your name just as they mentioned Jabez, just as they mentioned Matthew or Mark. They were just men just like you. They were women in the Bible, Esther and Ruth, just like you. Why would you think that your name can't be put in the new book? God does not have any respect of persons. Weren't those persons, Esther and Ruth and all the rest of them, weren't they people? They were human beings. Why would God have respect of persons? And if you've done something for his glory, why would, and worthy of being in the book, why would he not put your name in the book? I guarantee you there are new books being written by God himself according to Revelation. God bless you. That's my message to you today. And may it bless your heart. All right. Anyone want to get praise reports? The line is open for any volunteer. Anybody? If not, I'll do it.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I'll be glad to take the praise report. First, I want to give my praise report. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank God for how he blesses me by the day and how he keeps my heart and my mind encouraged. I thank the Lord for a little while ago I called in and requested prayer for a sister at our church, Sister Teresa Turner, who has had cancer, and the cancer had returned. But on last night at our Bible study, she had gotten a report back that no cancer. So I just thank and praise the Lord for answering prayer. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank and praise the Lord for so many prayers that God has answered, and I just thank him for it. I want to say the line is open now to anyone who wants to give their praise report, because the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. The line is open.
Who has a praise report? Jump in there.
Good morning. This is
good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Peterson. I thank you, praise God. Thank you, bless you. I think it's because my body on yesterday and asked for prayer because I was had a lot of difficulty yesterday. And Lord, teach my body, and I thank and praise him for it.
Thank the Lord. The Lord is still touching Mother Peterson's body. And we thank and praise the Lord for that. The scripture says, rejoice with them that rejoice. And I'm rejoicing because I know when the Lord touch your body and heal you, it's a blessing to you. The line is still open to anyone. Thank the Lord.
Yes, Ambassador-elect Bigsby. Let me just say that, Mother Peterson, you're on the right road. You're on the wall. Amen. We are not only to point out any type of eccentricities, idiosyncratic tendencies, any faults of people, but we are also to recognize the good in people when they're doing good things. Mother Peterson, amen, I've noticed that you have come up, that you are doing much, much better, Mother Peace. If people will think back many years ago and even perhaps months ago, thank God for you making prayer requests all the time. But now you're giving so many praise reports all the time. And let me tell you something. That is very, very noticeable that you now are improving in your praise reports and in every area of your life, and I want to thank God. Let me tell you this: you are setting yourself up for numerous miracles, amen. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. I've heard people on the line come on with pity praises, of pity parties. He doesn't attend pity parties. God, he doesn't even want to be in a pity party. He attends praise parties, and Mother Peterson. Again, you are setting yourself up for multitudinous miracles. God bless you, and thank you for the improvement. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Back to you, Ambassador-elect.
God bless you, Doctor. Thanks for the, thank you so much for the encouragement. People need encouragement, and I thank the Lord for that. The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. This is Elect Hendricks from Georgia, 912 area. Amen, amen, amen. Honor our Bishop, our Apostle, amen, Chief, amen, Johnson, amen, the Mother Johnson and Lady Betty and everybody. I just want to give my praise report. I just thank God for how he watched over me last night as I slept. Thank God for the early rising this morning. Praise God. I just thank God for his goodness. And I thank God for the little thing that he does for us. Amen, amen. I praise the Lord because Monday, amen, that they cut everybody's water off Monday all day long. We didn't have no water. We could not take the bath, go to the bathroom, cook. We could not wash clothes or anything. Amen. And so oftentimes we take that for granted. But when you be in a situation where you can't do anything, and I just give God praises how you let the water come back on late that afternoon. So I just give God the praises. Amen. I just thank God for what he's doing in our lives. I thank God for this prayer line. Glory be to God. I just thank God for, amen, our chief and best. I thank God for everybody. So I just give God the praises. I thank God. Hallelujah. For little thing that he does for each and every one of us. May God give you glory. Keep me in prayers.
Thank the Lord. Thank God. What a blessing. What a blessing. They have water. Little things we don't consider till we don't have them sometimes. But that is such a blessing. The line is still open.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. I just thank and praise God for being on this prayer line this morning. It's a joy to get up with a mind to be prayerful. And I just thank God for all his goodness, his mercy. And God has been so, so, so good to me. Even down through the years, I thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. It's just a joy to be on this prayer line. And I just want to honor everybody on this prayer line. I just thank God for he's doing great miracle blessings each and every day. And I just want you all to pray for me that I'll be the one that God is calling for in this last and evil day. God bless everybody. I love you.
God bless you. Love you. The line is still open. Thank God.
No, go ahead.
Thank God for the prayer line.
I was just thinking about that testimony a moment ago about the water. That, you know, that was so wonderful.
Yes, it was.
Because most people, they just cut the water faucet on every day. They don't even think about what the Lord has done for them. But, you know, he lets you be without water for about one day, and you'll begin to realize that God is bountifully bless you. When you can't brush your teeth, you can't wash your mouth out. When you can't take a shower, you can't take a bath. Amen. Let alone 1 week without water. Oh, my God. You will realize what people in foreign countries are going through sometimes when they don't. When we go to foreign countries, many times, I don't want to even name any nations like this, but I've gone to nations, foreign countries, and we have to take in bottled water with us because we are advised not to drink the water in that country because you can get, what was it called, melanoma or something, and drinking that water could cause you to really get sick. So then we took plenty of bottled water in. But we have been so spoiled in America.
So blessed.
I think, you know, we just take everything for granted, you know. And I even hate to say this, but it looks like that one day, famine is coming to the land of America. Oh, my God. And you will realize the goodness of the Lord more than ever, ever, ever before. Yeah. So let's learn that everything that God does for us is a praise report.
Amen.
Yeah. That's a great praise report. Water when you're thirsty and food when you're hungry. If that famine comes, and when it does, there'll be praise reports about, I had some food today. Amen. That would be a great praise report. All right, back to you, Mother.
Amen. Thank the Lord. I want to say, when I was a little girl, we lived in Arkansas, and we had to pump our water. We didn't just turn it on. I'm so thankful. I'd be thankful for that right now. When I don't have to pump water, don't have to build a fire. We had to do all those things, and I haven't forgotten them, and I'm thanking God for them today, because everything that the Lord does, he didn't have to do it, but he did, and I thank and praise the Lord for that, and it makes me appreciate what God has done so much. The line is still open.
Good morning, 314, Ambassador Elect Renata Jones.
Good morning.
I have a business report. First of all, I just want to give honor to Dr. Johnson. Hugs and kisses to Sister Betty and Mother Johnson. Last night I was on a youth prayer line, and a lot of times I'm on mute because I'm cooking or doing something with my grandchildren. And my granddaughter said to me, she said, you know, I'm changing. I said, well, how are you changing? She said, I don't know, something in me. She's only 9. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And she said to me, I'm getting a whole lot smarter. I don't know if you all remember the beginning of the school year. She had some troubles in her studies, and I asked you all to pray for her, and I've been praying, you know, God give her more wisdom and knowledge. She said, I got more confidence. I said, well, let's give God some praise, because it's truly a blessing. So I just want to say thank you to the Lord for answer prayers and continue prayers for them, because they're both doing very well in school. And I thank God for watching over me. I know a lot of times we take for granted. We're in our homes. We rest peacefully. Some people go through a whole lot of hell, and I don't mean no disrespect, at nighttime. People coming in their homes or can't rest peacefully. So I thank God for that. And I'm going to start opening my mouth a little bit more, because we all have a praise report every day. We have gas. We have electric. We have home. We're in our right minds. So I want to give God glory and thank him for that, and I take that not for granted. I pray everybody have a blessed day this morning, and thank you.
God bless you, Sister Jones. What a beautiful testimony. Anyone else? The line is still open. Heard somebody. Go right ahead.
Morning, Mother JB. Good morning.
Morning.
Mother Elect JB. Ambassador Elect. This is Ambassador Elect Charlotte Gray. I don't want to leave the line wide open without a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity. I agree with everything I've heard. I've just been basking and gleaming this week, and it's only a wonderful Wednesday on what God has done. About on Monday, the young lady up the street from me, I actually conceived this apartment complex, woke up to some arms coming in her window, her and her baby. And somebody was trying to break in her house in the morning. This was not even at nighttime. That's really like, Renata, how God used you just a few minutes ago, reminding me, wow, she opened up her eyes and somebody's arms was trying to feel how to get into her apartment. And thank the Lord that she was able to wake up. The Lord had woke up. I didn't think it was her fiance or boyfriend. I don't know who it was, but they were able to fight the person off. And I'm just like, so many houses down. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is early in the morning while kids are catching the bus, getting ready for school. I'm on the prayer line. So somebody is trying to break in somebody's house and steal and do whatever to them. So I do. I thank God for that. That is wonderful. I just try to plead the blood of Jesus. We were growing up, they would say it'd be angels around your house with swords, watching over your house while you sleep. You can't see them, but they are watching over your house while you are asleep. Don't think that this ADT alarm is keeping you. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And then also another two-part testimony. I definitely have another one. My daughter's grades came in yesterday, and she's 10. She's in fifth grade, and I promise you, she made all A's and B's, and they are in an accelerated private school over in Prairie Village, and I just thank God just for them to even be in that school for 4 years. It's nothing but God. And I just thank the Lord for my 9-year-old and my 7-year-old. All came home with excellent grades, and I am praying over my daughter, my 9-year-old, with spelling and just forming her words and everything. But God has brought her a mighty long way. So, God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for what you are doing and how to be grateful and to open my mouth. And no matter if it is every day, Lord, thank you, Jesus, because you are blessing us and you are a miracle worker. The 10 things, the dollar a month in the savings account, the $10,000 that we pray and for the praise for, on and on and on and on. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I just want to give a shout out to Sister Jennifer, Sister Lauren. Haven't heard them in a while. Love y'all. Sister Sheila, you're in my prayers. God bless you. Have a good day. Love you, Mother Tigger. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you. God bless you. Enjoy that beautiful testimony. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. The line is still open.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God just for his blessings. We have been praying for financial blessings on the line, and the other day I got a call. I had a debt, an $800 debt, and I got a call, and the lady said, you know, God put you on my heart, and I just want you to know you don't owe that debt. It's relieved, and I just thank God for
thank
that financial
God.
Blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, thank the Lord. I thought I heard two on there.
Yeah, this is a service in Ryan, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I just want to give this brief testimony. In 2013, I was having problems with my eyes. I was having double vision and blurry vision and was not able to drive. I went to the doctor because the cars on the left seemed like they were coming to the right, so I had to stop driving. And I was diagnosed at the University of Chicago as having a stroke to the 6th nerve in my left eye. Therefore, it was pulling on the right eye, so I wasn't able to see that well. And the doctor told me that there was no treatment for that condition, that he, you know, he had seen it many times. And he says, have you ever heard of the what's called the body healing itself? So I knew that that was God that was healing. It wasn't the body healing itself. It was God that was doing it. So I stayed in prayer, and I believed God. And I want to say that God has blessed me where I'm able to drive now. And I asked God, I said, God, I just don't want to guess at things. I want to be able to see clearly. And God has blessed me, and I thank him that I've been driving again. I haven't been on the freeway driving, but I'm driving the streets, and I just thank God for that.
Thank God.
Praise God.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Thank God. The line is still open. Thank God for Sister Vida. She's a beautiful saint. Very quiet person, but a very hard worker. Thank God for her. The line is still open.
You know, Ambassador-elect, I'm wondering if we have any men that God has done anything for.
Amen.
And I thank God for all these beautiful women who are giving great praise reports. But God is not a respected person. He doesn't just do things just for women.
That's right.
But there are men on this line. Amen. And you just let the women praise him. And yet you know God did some miracles for you. You want to tell it, amen, what the Lord did for you. I just felt the Holy Ghost dropped in my spirit that because he's done so much for them.
Amen.
Amen. They don't hardly ever say anything about what God has done for them. Amen. So I just want to encourage men that the Lord is leading you to give that praise report. Don't miss it. You know, I know we miss it sometimes. But don't miss it. Amen. It's quite evident that he had done it for you, and he's leading you. Don't miss it. All right. Back to you, Ambassador-elect.
All right. The line is open to the men and women. The line is open. The scripture said a book was written for them that thought on, they talked on God, and they thought on him. And a book was written, and God said, and they shall be mine when I come to make up my jewels. So we want our name in the book. The line is still open. Anyone?
Praise the Lord, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. This Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson in New York. I want to give God thanks and praise for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, for being in my right mind and with the activity of my limbs. I thank God. I know sometimes you hear people say, that's always our testimony. But that's a good testimony, because some
there
people
is.
Can't move. Some don't have that right mind. And I just thank God for a roof over my head, for food. I just praise God that I can breathe. I just thank him I can lift my arms and praise him. And I've been up since 5:15 just talking to the Lord and praising him, because truly God is good to me. And I thank God for what he's doing for my older daughter and her husband. During Hurricane Sandy, their home was partially destroyed. They've been without a gas stove for over a year, and they put in this grant for Build It Back New York, and they were accepted, and now they're repairing their home, and they don't have to pay a dime. And I just thank God. That's a blessing for God to allow that, because my daughter is an executive at Chase, and her husband has a job. And sometimes when you make money, they think you have a lot of money. They won't help you. But God has blessed them that they can have their home repaired and get the bathrooms and everything fixed in it, because they've been going through for a year with that. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for Ambassador Johnson and Mother Atlee Johnson and Ambassador Betty and my friend, dear friend, Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, who is the cause of me being a part of the First Fruit Prayer Line. I thank God for her, and I bless God this day and ask God to bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. What a beautiful testimony. The line is still open.
I think we've gone as far as we can go this morning. The Master-elect, Mother Digby, you have done a phenomenal job. Amen. You have done it correctly, kept it going, gave your praise report for us. Beautiful. And
Chief Ambassador.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is Ambassador Elect Garden, and
all right. Yes,
I would like to get my praise report in.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to have sat on it for a while, but I just thank the Lord for all he's done in my life and in my wife's life. That he just blessed us to be retired and to not necessarily out of necessity, but he blessed us to get part-time job where we can, you know, just basically fill our time and, you know, do different things. And it'll also help us to be a blessing to not just our home church, but to First Fruits and everything. You know, we just, you know, I don't know, we're just overjoyed with just what the Lord is doing in our life, in our daughter's life, and my son's life. And just, I don't know, I just thank First Fruits, because like a lot of the things that are going on in our life, if we hadn't have been to, came to the convention, they wouldn't be, you know, they wouldn't have came into fruition. I'll just put it that way. And I thank and I just pray that the Lord will bless not just you, your wife, and the mother of the nation, but also your whole staff and everyone that's involved in First Fruits, period, from the top to the bottom. And I don't know, that's just my praise report.
Have a good one. Thank you very much. God bless you. I want to move to any prayer requests today. Anybody want to be in charge of the prayer requests? We are training and we are volunteers, women workers in the prayer. Let us know if you want to do the prayer request. All you have to do is give your prayer request and ask if there are others, and we'll get people to pray for those persons. Amen. Anybody want to do that, if possible? The line is open to you. I'm
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thanks of God on the line this morning. This is Ambassador Stern. Amen. And I hear the call of God on me again. Prayer. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to pray. Amen. And be among the land of the living. Amen. I do be a little sleepy the first part. I be up early too, Chief Ambassador. I have a lot of things that God has put in my hands to do, and sometimes sleep catch up with me. But I be wide awake when it comes time for the prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Wednesday is my day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only do I pray for first fruit, but this is God has given me a day of Wednesday to pray. Amen. Praise. I pray every day, but Wednesday I'm out in the field praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go to different places and impart a word of prayer for those that cannot get out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So many elderly wish that they knew how to use a phone to call. Anytime I go out, they say, I don't know how to do it. Amen. So when they can't do it, we have to go to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, use our feet and our mind and our spirit to go and carry the gospel of the good news. Amen. God bless you all this morning on the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer Line, and amen, and we thank God for our Chief Ambassador, and thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, and God knows we certainly thank God for Mother Adelie Johnson, and still in the land of the living, still can talk, amen, and still can talk about the goodness of the Lord, amen, and I want to be like that, and amen, pressing toward the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Today is the 14th of October, amen, and we certainly want to give God his due benevolence, amen. I certainly, amen, thank God for Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, amen, has a willing heart, amen, to do what God would have her to do, not only her, but so many more, but we thank God for her, amen, and all of the saints of God that are on the line this morning, and it's not on the line, we do give God the glory and the praise for our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. We cannot live on this world by ourselves. The Bible says no man is an island, no man stands alone, and we stand together, we stand, and divided we fall, amen. Who has the first prayer request this morning? You're on the line.
It's a healthy, like Jolene Garnett. I was requesting prayer for the Betts family. I lost my auntie, so the Betts family and the Garnett, and okay, for the fruits, for the first fruit prayer line, and for Karen Brown.
Karen Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
And all right, God bless you this morning, Ambassador Alexis the Garnett. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a prayer?
This is Peterson. I have a surgical procedure tomorrow, and I'm praying prayer that all will bless and be healing. Last time I've been looking for, and I also feel better. Continue to pray for Dick and Willie Wilson. I put a request in the other morning. He's going through a lot of challenges. Yesterday, he'd have blockage in his legs. He had to have another blockage in the other leg. So,
what's his name? Dick, who,
Wilson, Dick and Willie Wilson. When my Dick at the church, he's going
William
to
Willie.
William? Willie Wilson.
Wilson. Right. I hear you, but I wanted to make sure it was William or Willie.
I understand.
All right. All right, I got that, Mother Ambassador-elect Peterson. I got that Deacon William Wilson.
Willie Wilson.
All right, I'm sorry. And it's for his legs, you say?
Yeah, he's having blockages in his leg. He had one yesterday. He got to have another one. He's got a lot of things going on with his body. I also pray for his wife, Minister Wilson, too.
All right. I got that.
Don't forget about me. I'm having a procedure tomorrow.
I have it. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're so very welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, I don't mean to yell amen, but I mean to get it.
I understand.
Amen. Not a yelling person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not in the natural, but in the spirit, I do. Amen. Praise